Welcome to Buddies for Life, the lifestyle platform for breast cancer survivors.
Destination Surgery by Dr. Lucienne van Schalkwyk. This episode is brought to you by Word for Word Media, publishers of Oncology Buddies and Buddies for Life, in the interest of education, awareness, and support. Dr. Lucienne van Schalkwyk highlights factors to consider if you're having a surgery away from home, whether out of necessity or by choice. In an ideal world, patients who require surgery for breast cancer should be able to receive surgery of a high standard without unnecessary delays at their local hospitals. The unfortunate reality in South Africa is that specialized breast cancer care isn't available at all hospitals, which means some patients may have to travel for breast cancer treatment. Pre-planning is vital if you're having a surgery elsewhere. Before the operation, speak to your surgeon to get an idea of when your surgery will be performed and how long they expect you to be in hospital. If your medical aid has a list of network hospitals, make sure that the hospital where you will be having your surgery is approved. After your operation, your surgeon may request that you stay in the area until the first follow-up consultation in case any problems arise. All this will influence your planning. You may have to secure post-operative accommodation with a friend or relative in the area, or at a hotel or guest house. Make arrangements for the minding of your children and/or pets while you're away, and for house-sitting as appropriate. It's vital to consider the costs involved, travel, accommodation, etc., and to budget accordingly. You may also want to notify your employer of your surgery date and schedule sick leave period at this time. Remember, any estimate of the duration of hospitalization is exactly that, an estimate. Your doctor will evaluate your condition every day to determine whether you are ready to be discharged. And if a complication develops, you may be in hospital longer than initially anticipated. As your surgery date approaches, you'll be notified when to arrive for admission. Plan your route to your destination carefully, taking into consideration the average travel time. Your doctor may ask you to arrive a day or so early in order to take care of admin, such as signing consent forms or seeing the reconstructive surgeon for pre-operative marking, or for any procedures, such as pre-operative tests, like sentinel node mapping, or tests required by the anaesthetist to determine whether you are fit for anesthesia. If you are traveling to hospital on the day of your surgery, make sure to allow adequate time for the unexpected, such as traffic and pit stops along the way. Showing up late just adds stress to an already stressful experience. Making a packing list beforehand is helpful to ensure that you bring everything you will need during your hospitalization. Remember to leave any valuable jewelry at home. What to pack for surgery? ID and medical aid information. Glasses, if you wear them, and a case for them. Mastectomy bra as recommended and approved by your surgeon, or camisole with drain holder. It may be beneficial to get two so you can alternate them for washing. Slippers and comfortable, easy-on pajamas, comfy underwear, and no-skid fuzzy socks. Toiletries. Ask your surgeon if you can still use underarm deodorant and body creams. Wet wipes are handy to help you feel clean if you can't shower. Dry shampoo and a brush. Hair bands if you have long hair. Cell phone, charger, and headphones. Keep them safe. Books, crosswords, or magazines to pass the time. Stay in contact with your support network. Having surgery away from home also means that you may be away from your support network due to factors such as costs or work commitments. So, it might not be possible for your relatives to accompany you to the hospital when you're admitted for surgery. If you are going for your surgery solo, budget for airtime and data so that you can keep in touch with your relatives and friends to update them on your condition. When you are cleared to travel home, a little forethought can make the journey much easier. Remember, you will most likely not be able to drive yourself home, so plan for someone to collect you. A long journey by road can cause mild discomfort and fatigue due to the jostling caused by lumps and bumps in the road and sitting in the same position for a prolonged period. Be sure to schedule regular stops to take a break, stretch your legs, and take your pain tablets as prescribed by your doctor. A small pillow to put between your chest and the seatbelt is worth its weight in gold. If you're flying home, remember to discuss thrombosis precautions, blood clots, with your doctor. Know what to do if a complication occurs. Make sure that you have discussed with your doctor what you should do should a complication arise when you have already returned home. Serious emergency situations are not able to wait, and in this case, you should visit the nearest hospital casualty. The doctors there will contact your surgeon to discuss how to manage the complication. Less severe complications are best managed by your own surgeon, but bear in mind that this will require travel back to them, possibly more than once.